Ahead and see coming there. I'm Stephen, Master of Chess.
And I am Will Binns, a Master of Shadows.
Ooh. Finally, not gonna stake a claim on a Master of Chess title.
And chess. Yeah, this is a once weekly speaker from the podcast. We do chess.
I didn't see you come in there.
We're both Masters of Chess. Yeah, you didn't see me come in there because I'm a Master of Shadows.
He's gone for full gorilla, full. Is there any other term for that than gorilla?
I'm I'm kind of the Splinter Cell. I'm the Tom Clancy Splinter Cell.
Right.
I've got goggles with night vision and infrared and whatever the other one was. And I think it's just a Snapchat filter.
I feel like the Splintered Cell was... Johnny Splinter Cell was firmly anti-communist, right?
Yeah, but I'm pro-communism. I'm the enemy of Sam Fisher himself.
Right.
I'm hoping to run into Sam Fisher if he indeed dares to show his face.
I call him Johnny Splinter Cell, but that's because we're friends.
Yeah, that's true. Because you're an enemy of me. Of communism, of socialism,
of
the Republic of Czech Plesia, the new Republic of Czech Plesia, which is so far
established. I refuse to recognize it.
Well, you don't have to recognize it because it's spreading and it's going, and sooner or later you'll be forced to recognize it.
Ah, the Red Plague.
it's not a plague. It's capitalism is the disease, and I'm the cure.
You're the cure?
Yeah.
The band?
Yes, Cut Here, and what's another song by The Cure? You know, that's another thing that I was thinking of. You know, The Cure is something that I thought of when I was in the shadows, the band. The song Cut Here, which is like their sort of definitive one that they did, which is an anagram of The Cure. So I was
there are a couple of clever people.
Yeah, I was thinking, what are some other anagrams of The Cure? That
well, you know, we could go to the internet on this one.
Yeah,
let me just ask Jeeves.
There's there and there. See you there. That could be one that they could do.
I guess.
It's very similar to Cut Here.
Well, you don't have too many letters to work with.
It's true.
Oh, yeah, so... Cut Here, The Crew.
Oh, The Crew, like Motley Crue.
Yeah.
They could, Motley Crue cover song. Mm-hmm. They could do...
The anagram solver I pulled up lists The Cure. So... No, it's fair. The identity is part of the solution set, so...
Yeah, it was right there the whole time, right under your nose.
It also lists teacher. T-E-E-C-H-U-R.
Oh. Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone. Now,
which was a link which took me to a Wikipedia search for teacher, which shows me results for teacher.
Okay.
Which takes me to a page on teachers.
The band? There's a band called Teachers. There's got to be a band called Teachers, right?
Sure. It's probably spelled that way. No, it's a band on the... it's a Wikipedia page on the profession of teaching.
Okay. Sure.
A teacher.
We started this episode again about 4 minutes ago because the previous recording... wasn't very good, but this one is top notch. This is an episode. It's what I call 2017's best one yet.
This is what I call podcasting.
Yeah, the listeners know everything they need to know. Number one, I'm a guerrilla fighter. Number two, I'm not very invested in it, apparently, because I'm very, very quickly just moving on to just nonsense. Just absolute nonsense. Oh.
Well. Fair point. And I'm a capital-loving master of chess. Capitalism-loving.
And you love capitals as well. You've declared...
I love capital. I love fungibles. I love money in the bank.
And you love the capital cities as well, right?
Sure.
London, Paris, New York.
I love capital letters. Just a real big fan of capitals.
Yeah. A, right? Who could forget A? B? Anything that you... the uppercase.
Oh, you mean A, right?
Yeah, the capital.
Sorry, I was pretty sure you were saying it with a lowercase.
Oh, no. That's A.
I can't? I mean, no.
Abaca de effiga, her ijaca lamina, opaque recita, umva,
kids, children, beware. The terror of communism brings lower grade education.
What do you mean? It's very high class.
You should have to fight and pay to scrape your way through school and end up with massive loans.
No, there's not going to be any
loans.
How
you know.
This is going to be a general state education.
That's how you know the education was worth it. When you spend a bunch of money.
No, the education is going to be a state education where, like,
everyone gets the same level of education. Don't you want the best for your kid and conversely not as good for other people?
No, everyone will learn exactly what I know, because this is what it's going to be. First of all, I'm going to bump myself on the head when I become leader, so I don't remember anything. Then I'm going to do a TV screen into everyone's house, and everyone, every day for school time, I will tell people what I know, or what I figured out that day. And then they'll know it as well. And then that'll be the education system.
And this will lead to a strong and productive workforce?
Yeah. Because...
To further your communist state?
Yeah, because what it'll be is, like, you know, the island, we've got so many resources here. So many great resources.
It's so resource-rich.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to, like, when I've... bought myself an head and I've forgotten everything, I'm gonna go around and like look at like a rock or whatever, and I'll pick it up and I'll be like, what is this? And I'll need to know everything about it.
Let me just say, look, why is your go-to amnesia? Why is amnesia your go-to? It's like your default state. Which I guess, to be fair, a default state would be a lack of memory, but
exactly. It's comforting.
You've spent more time suffering from amnesia than not in this past year.
You know, it's like home. Feels like coming home.
Mm. Right. Home. Hmm.
And also, you know, I can't make a mad grab for power if I don't know what power is. I'll learn it along the way.
Well, that's fair. Yeah, we need... a communist state ruled by children and amnesiacs.
Yes.
They can't grab the power if they don't know what they're doing.
Exactly. I think that power is a learned behavior.
And, sure.
You know, if we just have, like, I guess, I don't know who's going to be on the island. Just people who wash up or whatever. We've got Skynet.
We've got the, yeah... I was going to say we have an airport, but that's false. We just have a large net above the island that catches incoming planes.
Yeah. And then, you know, they'll crash into that, and then I'll grab them, bring them into their assigned homes.
Now, what happens if they're just firm believers in capitalism? What if they're just... they just love money?
Then they will be made an example of.
Do you want to elaborate?
To the fullest extent of the law. And I am the law.
This is sounding more and more like a mad grab for power.
Well, you know, you gotta have some rules, right? I'm a chill guy, but...
yeah, some rules just right.
Yeah.
Do you have any plan? Like, are there any big rules
what are some rules for, like, civilization? Yeah. Under my rule. Let's see. Don't call it HBO's Massive Chess. It's called Check,
oh,
Please.
Oh, of course. That's the first one.
This is the first law. The second law is, do not allow harm to a Check Please Island citizen. May not allow harm by action or inaction to come to any other inhabitant or itself. And the third...
Well, you don't need to go through the full list. I was just wondering if you had anything prepared.
The third rule is that matter cannot be created or destroyed, only transferred.
Energy
cannot be...
Everyone always says matter, and that's... Yeah, yeah. That makes me mad. Makes me angry.
Oh,
I'm so angry about all this communism. I think it's about time I did something about it.
And I'm pro this, all this communism and socialism. Oh.
We're the original odd couple.
Yeah, well, I've been...
Just a communist and a capitalist living together.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been talking to the charred corpse of Bernie Sanders.
Oh, the stick.
Yes.
The torch that you kept.
Yeah, he lives on the beach. I don't know what else to call him.
Yeah, sure.
You know, he burns and he's in the sand. Bernie Sanders.
And you've been talking to this washed up when...
I wouldn't call him washed up. His videos are more vile than ever.
Well, I thought he was taken out by the tornado or something.
Well, no. Bernie Sanders, we lost him. As in...
You've lost me.
Do you not remember the last episode?
I remember it being confusing.
We couldn't find him on the ballot, but he's alive and well. Except for...
Okay.
Bernie Sanders, the flaming tiki torch, is dead because it burned out.
I thought it was taken by the tornado.
No. That was Pinhead. Pinhead got taken by the tornado.
I thought they both were.
Hmm.
You got hiccups there?
Yeah, I've got some hiccups. I'm so mad.
Ah, you're so angry about capitalism.
We're also angry about each other's opposing ideologies. We're like Half-Life, the spinoff over here.
So, what?
The spinoff of Half-Life, the expansion. Opposing
forces?
Yes.
Right, okay. Oh, that classic downloadable content. Where you play generic Marine sent into the Black Mesa.
Adrian Shepard. I think we all remember Adrian Shepard, the classic
character. Oh, I certainly do not. I certainly do not. I was more of a blue shift guy myself.
Yeah. Barney Stinson. Not Barney Stinson, that's from How I Met Your Mother. Barney Rubbles from the Flintstones. What was his name? Sure. Barney?
Barney Security Guy. I don't know if he had a last name.
No, me neither.
Who could forget that classic scene in Xur, the alien planet from the Half-Life series?
Who can remember fighting the what is it?
Something like that. Yeah. Didn't it have like a mouth or a beak on the top of its head?
What will those guys at Steam think of next?
What will those guys at Steam think of next? First it was locomotives, then...
It's Valve. I forgot that it's Valve. But what will those guys at Steam think of next?
Well, let's see. They've done locomotives. They've done power plants. Most power plants are Steam-based. Mm-hmm. Oh, what else has Steam done for us?
Punks, right? Those punks.
Sure. They have their own brand of punks. Steam. PC game.
Michael Mouse's classic vehicle, Steamboat Willie.
Oh, sure, they've done boats.
Mm-hmm.
Have they done airplanes?
There's got to be a steam powered airplane, right? There's probably
steam powered.
There's probably a steam powered gun. I reckon, because as soon as Steam's invented, I reckon someone's like, I bet we could do a gun of this.
Oh, yeah. I guess compressed air is almost there, right?
Mm. Yeah. But, like, I was thinking maybe, like, a machine gun type, but I don't know if that's possible.
Just, like, a large, large boiler full of hot, compressed air under extreme amounts of pressure, just sitting in the middle of the battlefield. Just waiting to be ruptured.
It's what the soldiers crave.
That's like having a machine gun that you duct tape to like a generic red barrel from Half-Life. And you just have to take it with you.
It's a machine gun that's strapped to a hydrogen, what's the word, airship.
Yeah, right, dirigible.
Yeah, is hydrogen or helium the more dangerous one?
I don't remember.
Hmm. Which one was the Hindenburg?
I don't know which it was.
Hmm.
I don't know chemistry much.
I can't Google it because I'm in the shadows.
Oh, right. You could use Google Dark.
Ooh, is that a thing?
I think it's the one where they have a black background instead of a white background.
Oh, for Earth Day.
Yeah, for Earth Day.
Yeah, sure. Isn't it that monitors don't do that anymore because of not having CRT ones? And in CRT days, it used to have, like, it would only show light.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but now.
I think I don't know much about monitors, is what I think.
I don't know much, but I know
So, I'm seeing on the Wikipedia article for the Hindenburg, the first thing under cause of ignition is the sabotage hypothesis.
Wait, what do you say?
The first thing under cause of ignition, the subsection of the Wikipedia entry for Hindenburg, is sabotage hypothesis. Hypothesis? Hypothesis? I've forgotten how to say this word, listeners.
Huh.
It's a very long entry.
Let me just...
On the sabotage hypothesis.
Yeah, I'll just try and get...
Other entries are static spark hypothesis, the lightning hypothesis, and the engine failure hypothesis, all of which are considerably shorter than the sabotage hypothesis entry.
I'm just gonna read off some of this Wikipedia article as well.
Oh, and then down under a different... So, then there's the fire's initial fuel section, which it's... It has three subsections, one being the incendiary paint hypothesis,
right?
The puncture hypothesis, and the last one's fuel leak.
Okay.
The majority of this Wikipedia page seems to just be various hypotheses, conjecture, and conspiracy.
Yeah. I'm getting something else on this Wikipedia page that I've got in my hand.
Sure. Yeah.
Just some notes that I printed out, I think they're from this page, because of what you said. It says, you remind me of something, I just can't think of what it is. Girl, please let me stick in your ignition, babe, so I can get this thing started and get rolling, babe. See, I'll be doing about 80 on your freeway. Girl, I won't stop until I drive you crazy, so buckle up, because this can get bumpy, babe. Now hit the lights and check out all my functions, babe. Girl, back that thing up so I can wax it, baby. Honey, we gonna mess around and get a ticket, babe, because we off up in this Jeep, we fogging up the windows, we got the radio up, we all up in the back, we got the shit bouncing, we going up and down, we smoking it, we drinking, just thugging it out. Jump up, down, once I hit them switches, babe, and I'm about to take it where you want to go, babe. Guarantee you I'm about to get some mileage, babe, and it won't be no running out of gas, babe. And it's like, woo, pull over, baby, and let me pull this love van off in your trunk, babe. So buckle up, because this can get bumpy, babe. Girl, we gonna mess around and get a ticket, babe, because we off in this Jeep, we fogging out the windows, we got the radio up, and we all up in the back, we got the shit bouncing, we going up and down, and we smoking and we drinking, just thugging it out. Now hold on tight, because I'm about to go faster, babe. Girl, you're dealing with the pro behind this wheel, babe. So tell tell me if you haven't driven a stick, babe, you'll be screaming every time we're shifting gears, babe. So brace yourself while I'm hitting them corners, babe. And when it's over, put them tails on your license plate. Now buckle up, because this can get bumpy, baby. Go, we go and mess around and get a ticket, babe, because we all from in the street, we fucked up the windows, yes. We got the radio up, oh. We all up in the back, we got the shit bouncing, we going up and down, and we smoking and we drinking, just stuck it out. When I hear you say green light, I'm a go. Yellow light, do it slow. Red light, I'm a stop. When I hear you say switch lanes, hit the signal, pit stop, take a break, hit the hazards where we park. When you say green light, I'm a go. Yellow light, do it slow. Red light, I'm a stop. When you say switch lanes, hit my signal, pit stop, take a break, because we're about to go this far. Because we off up in this Jeep, we fucking at the windows, baby, you and me. We got the radio up, got the radio. We all up in the back, all up in the back. We got the shit bouncing, got this baby bouncing. We going up and down, and we smoking, we drinking, smoking, just thugging it out. It's the thugging out. Let me see you bounce, 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 bounce. Now let me see you bounce, 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 bounce. Now let me see you. Now usually I don't do this, but I'll go ahead and break them off with a little previews of the remakes. Now I'm not trying to be rude, but here, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do reminds me of like Scoop. That's why I'm all in your grill. Trying to keep up. Oh, good. The way you got me playing. What?
Excuse me?
What? What?
Hi. What? Sorry, I think you went into a bit of a fugue state there.
I'm sorry, I've blacked out.
Really? Oh. You are a master of shadows.
Master of shadows.
So, where were we?
Where are
we? Thank you for giving me a lot of time to look at this chessboard and just really consider my next move.
I was thinking we could do an ad. I've got an ad.
Oh!
We could do an ad?
I guess they still have advertising in communist. Is it propaganda?
No, well, this is from before that, but I'm invested in the running of the show. Like,
okay.
I want this island to live in a communist utopia, but that doesn't mean that, like, the show's...
Right. Well, like everyone always says on Twitter, you can't say socialism never works because we've never had a truly socialist state until all capitalism is dead. Because otherwise you need money to interact with other countries.
Exactly. So, you know, that's why after this I am going to be taking the show on the road and bringing the magic of socialism and communism to every country.
Interesting. Okay, well, sure, let's go to an ad.
Okay, so yeah, here's this ad. It's just an ad that I came up with, and it's like, it goes like this. So, has this ever happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
You're walking out on the street, and you're walking down the street, and there's like some dog poo on the side of the road and stuff.
Of course.
Like, oh no! What's this world coming to? Like, you know, there's like a plastic bottle on the side of the road,
right, and it just shakes you to your core.
Yeah, it shakes you. You're feeling like, oh, what am I doing with, like, you know, I thought people were generally good and, like, you know, all this kind of stuff, and then you're walking across the road and you see like a small hedgehog and you follow it back to its nest and you see
it kind of renews your faith in humanity,
so in the general goodness of life and stuff, because it fulfills,
right.
it lifts you up and stuff, seeing this cute little hedgehog. But then you get to its little home where it lives and you're like, oh no, there's like there's a beehive that's like perilously above the nest, and it's like up there and you're like,
okay,
the branch might fall down, it could like cause an issue or something. So you stay there and, like, you know, you get a tent and you hang outside for a while, and then you're looking at the beehive and you've been looking at this beehive for long enough, like trying to sort of whatever, you're reinforcing the branch, you're like, you know, getting hammer and nails and stuff, and,
right.
And
trying to train the hedgehogs and the bees to coexist.
Yeah, you're kind of like, you know, you're sort of bringing them together and, like, you know, saying hi and stuff, and you're watching them grow old, and, like, you know, and, like, you get to know them all by name and stuff, and, like, you know,
sure.
you become invested in the family, yeah. and all this kind of thing. And, you know, the hedgehogs eventually move away, but you still, like, you know, to sort of remember them and stuff. You kind of, you're there with the bees and stuff. And then one day, you're there and there's a small bee, like, lands on your hand and it's dying. And you're like, oh, no. Oh, no. What am I going to do about this bee? And you look up on Google, you do, like, a quick Google
search. Right, and you've seen death before. You've spent so much time here. Bees don't have that long a lifespan. But this one bee, in particular, looks at you with almost human emotion.
Yeah.
And you just really feel it in the moment.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, you named it and stuff, and you knew its family, and they were good people, and you promised them that you'd do right by the child. And here it is now in your hand, in its hour of need, and it's so sick, and it's like, it's just right. Whatever.
And you're frantically performing the tap dance by which bees communicate.
Yeah, you've got like little antenna on your head, and you're like buzzing around and stuff, and you Google and you find out that, like, you know, maybe like some honey could help. So you wrap the bee up in like a little blanket and stuff, and put it. Put it on a leaf and then sort of, you know, sing it a little lullaby and stuff, and you say, oh, I'm gonna be right back, and you run down the road.
Not a second to lose,
and you go to the corner shop and you pick up the honey and you get to the counter and it's like, oh, this is gonna be like £1.74 or whatever, and you're like, oh, what?
You're like, let me check my wallet. But yeah. You know you don't have exact change.
You don't have exact change.
You got a pound coin.
You got £2 coins. Like, what? You go around. Like, look at the 50s. You go for 20. Oh, what? I've only got fives. Like, and then
you're like, do you have change for a five? And they're like, well.
And then you think you've got enough pennies, you're looking through the pennies and stuff. Oh, I've got the four, and you look down because you think you see some pennies in there, but then you look through and it's only three pennies, and it's like, oh, no, it's going to be a thing.
Right, and then there's like the take a penny, leave a penny, but you start just digging in, you get like bad looks from all the other customers, like, who's this guy think he is, taking all the pennies, what?
Yeah,
and then, you try to explain it's an emergency.
And they won't have it, and you get thrown out of the shop. You get thrown out of the shop. You have to go. You hear tell that there's a children's birthday party down the street. So you go down there, and you think maybe they'll have some money in their house while they're unattended. You break into the house, and you're a madman.
You've been living in the woods for so long.
Yeah, you're disheveled. You haven't showered.
You're attempting to communicate through tap dance and antenna movements.
Yeah, you've got buzzy antennas onto your head that you've stuck on from radio antenna, and you see someone through the window. It's like Signs for them. it's like the Bigfoot video.
You're right.
And you're there trying to buzz to get their attention and stuff. Like,
running into the window. You just keep bumping against it.
Yeah, you keep bumping against the window trying to escape, and it's not open. And you break your face. Your face gets badly cut trying to smash through this window. And eventually they put you in a giant glass and then let you out. But...
And they forget to put air holes in the man-sized jar.
Yeah, and then...
They always do.
Yeah, and then the blood attracts Dracula, and then you get bitten. And now you're in indentured service to Dracula for the rest of your days. Now, all this could have been avoided by having our new product.
Right.
Which is... Steven?
I'm looking at the copy for the first time now, and I believe it's a bag of money with the exact change.
Yes.
The exact change you would have required for the jar of money. Pre-packaged, what you do is you give us your grocery list, and we work it out, we figure out what you need in exact change, and then you order on Amazon just a loose crate of bills, and coinage, and whatever denominations you need,
Plus a little extra for the bag and for shipping and handling costs.
Right. And we make sure none of them are like commemorative coins, so you don't like second guess yourself in actually using them.
Yeah. It's all just plain regular currency.
And if you had had this, things would have gone a little bit differently.
Yeah, and not only is this available in if you tell us your shopping list and stuff, your sort of weekly shop, we'll give you like things that are roughly around that. Like, say if you bring in one that's like £79.94, we'll also give you like £84.38. We'll give you £82.65. You know, we'll give you a couple of different options.
Right, and you just let us know if you get a little extra chocolate bar at the checkout, and we'll slip in like a side pouch that you don't need to open, but if you do, it has the exact change for that as well.
Well, what it is, we've got like little side pouches, and these are smaller pouches, like sort of bite-sized pouches. You open those up, and inside is a little label that tells you how much is in there, and sometimes it'll be like 31p, sometimes it'll be like £3.48, or not just in pound sterling, it's in any currency around the world. It's available for you. What we've done is we've taken some money that we had, and we've put it into bags, and we've got...
Right. we're getting ready to transition to a communist state. We don't need all this money anymore.
Exactly.
So we've just started putting it in bags.
And you just pay us. Yeah. Just give us the cost
and,
of
and all coins. You have to do is pay us in bitcoins.
Bitcoins and also a barter system. If there's anything like
that. Right. You can exchange things of equal or similar value.
But... preferably greater, because this is not a charity that we're
this is yet. A business. we have to be clear for tax purposes. This is in fact a business. This is a for profit.
Yeah, and a tidy profit at that. We intend to be making much money from the
and also goods and occasionally services.
Yeah, we'll accept a free back rub in exchange for like 28p.
Right, if you want to, come down to the shop and you scoop all the money into bags for, like, a couple hours, you can just take one home with you.
Yeah, one of the smaller ones. Take one of the smaller ones.
Of course, you don't get to pick.
Yeah, we'll decide when you've had enough money.
we'll let you know. We'll unlock the doors and turn the lights back on, and we'll let you know when it's ready.
Speaking of when it's ready.
Right. So, use offer code check, please.
Use the offer code check, please, to get up to 10% of a pig or whatever kind of thing you're giving us off of a coin thing.
We'll pay
what's
shipping.
The money? What's right. Check pennies? Is that what it's called? No.
Checks, please.
Oh, yeah, checks. No checks, please. We'll I'm paying cash. That's what you'll be saying.
In fact, I do have exchange, yes. Okay. I hope we get rich off of this venture.
It's like Quantum Leap. Maybe this will be this, hoping that each advertisement will
each
be the
product will be the one. Okay. Well, here's my chess move. A bit overdue, but whatever. Okay. B8 to C6.
Ooh, B8 to C6.
I'm deploying a horse and
the knight,
putting you in check. Knight, whatever.
Check. Ooh,
this guy always calling horses knights, castles rooks. Who's he think he is?
He's a knight.
Always calling long pawns bishops.
Oh, long pawn. You know, here on the island, I've been meaning to try long pawn.
I mean, laws are much more relaxed.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think it's about time that we wrap up.
You're right.
On this episode of Check Please. So, yeah, thank you very much for listening. And, viva la revolution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, favorite, subscribe. Share. Share the communist agenda.
Yeah, thank you for coming around to this side. I know it's like, it's a dying wish kind of a thing, but...
I'm just assuming because none of our listeners actually share the show when we tell them to. This is like reverse psychology.
Oh, okay, sure.
Because I'm telling them to share the communist agenda. They won't. They're not going to do it.
Well, death to Check Please Island. That's what I say. And all of you fat cat communists, capitalists, oh no! Oh.
No.
Fat cat... capitalists who have grown high on the hog shall be taken down a peg or two.
High on the long pig.
High on the long pawn will be taken down in the next episode.
Okay, well, I look forward to you trying that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be over here with my literal bags of money. Well, available now.
It's true. I'm against money as a concept.
What was the product name, by the way?
Sorry, what's the name of the product?
We never said it during the ad.
I think one of the suggested names was what was it? Check change, please. No, check.
Oh, check, sorry. That's
check
what.
Pennies,
okay.
Check pennies.
I wasn't sure what you were doing when you were saying those words.
Check pennies. Check pays. Okay.
That's good. Let's get out of here.
Okay, let's go. Just you know where to find it. Okay, may the chess be with you.
And also with you.
Goodbye. Bye.
Oh, we almost went a full episode. Bye.